You're listening to Real World News. Extractive Industries.
The 17th session of the Commission on Sustainable Development of the United Nations took place in New York from May the 4th to the 15th, 2009. This commission aims at monitoring the progress of the Agenda 21 and the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, and they meet every year in the U.S. What featured this session focused on agriculture, rural development, land, drought, desertification in Africa was that before the Commission started their discussions, UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food, Olivier De Schutter, highlighted the role of this organization in the discussion about the future of agricultural development, stressing that the adoption of an approach based on human rights is necessary. For this to happen, the Schutter pointed out that a model should be implemented that prioritizes the most vulnerable people, promoting the access to land for small farmers and peasants. In this way, he stated that the model should promote agrarian reform and implement production models that do not contribute to climate change. This is why the rapporteur highlighted the need not only to increase food production, but to reorient agri-food systems and the regulations that influence them at national and international levels towards sustainability and the progressive realization towards the right to food, quote, included in the joint declaration issued by the Federation of Environmentalist Organizations, Friends of the Earth International, and the peasant grassroots organization Villa Campesina. It is in this declaration where both organizations state their common opinions with what the Schutter expressed. Although they highlight the rapporteur's statements when he said that the people should have the control of their territories and access to water guaranteed, they also state that the people should have the right to define and control their own food and food production systems. In fact, this is food sovereignty, the ability for people to choose what and how to produce and how to trade it, they state. In order to achieve this goal, they demand the dismantling of corporations which state they are feeding the world through an aggressive industrial model and emphasize the need to find sustainable production models that guarantee that seeds remain the heritage of the peoples to the service of humankind. The organization states, "We believe such sustainability lies on local and diversified agroecological production of food and on the urgency to move from an intensive large-scale industrial agricultural system to local and regional systems that are environmentally adequate and diverse." And they add, "In the urban context, such sustainability entails the possibility to buy this kind of food in a network of diverse retail markets, which will work as bridges between people and food, links between those who produce it and those who consume it." Villa Campesina and Friends of the Earth express that this model of production must be defended, confronting the false solutions and the production model carried out by the big corporations, which is supported and financed by international financial institutions like the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the regional development banks, in addition to the multilateral organizations which promote free trade, such as the World Trade Organization and the policies of the US and the European Union. Real World Radio talked to Nima Bassi, chair of Friends of the Earth International, who was present during the session on the Commission of Sustainable Development of the UN and told us his impressions on it.
I'm sending in this comment from the basement of the United Nations headquarters. Throughout last week, the 17th session of the Commission for Sustainable Development has been meeting on the topics of Africa, agriculture, land, rural development, drought and desertification. And the whole of last week was spent in reading through the chair's negotiation text. And towards the end of the week, delegates from various countries and regions began to insert their corrections and text to the chair's text. Throughout the week, it turned out that delegates, especially those from the group of 77 and China, would not even agree on the meaning of sustainability. So when people speak of sustainable agriculture, this group of people would say, well, what does it mean? And we also have cases where simple issues like good land management is questioned. Delegates will say, well, we don't know what this means. So on the whole, it does look like the current cycle of the CSD is even far more conservative than what happened at Rio in 1992. So right now, starting from last year, the Commission has been looking at five major thematic areas: agriculture, land, rural development, drought, desertification, and Africa. And you would agree with me that these are very critical issues first confronting the world today, combined with the economic as well as the food crisis, and also the issue of agrofuels. So this has been very engaging, but from what we are seeing, rather than setting a very high standard and high agenda for policymakers, the delegates here are trying to be as less demanding as possible on themselves. So the various delegates appear to be working in a way that would reduce how much engagement and how much work they will have to do themselves. Everyone is trying to shift blames, and only on a few areas do we find regions like the EU and surprisingly the United States becoming rather progressive on these matters. We don't sit as the major as the negotiators. There are spaces for interaction. For example, there are roundtable dialogues, which are official, side panels, which are official, and plenaries. But most of the time, groups that are not in the official delegation, like NGOs, we have side events which take place between the sessions. And these are the spaces that we utilize to pass across our information. And that's what Friends of the Earth did last week with the side events we had on Overton Falls Food Solutions, when he spoke clearly against business as usual, against dependence on large-scale industrial agriculture, and calling attention of the delegates to the fact that most of the food in the world, and indeed the feeding of the world in the future, depend on the productivity of small-scale farmers. So we are hoping that the delegates will listen to that very direct and very pointed declaration, and that they will begin to integrate this in their deliberations. So far in the proceedings, we'll be hearing more about so-called green revolution without anybody defining what this means. Would it mean business as usual? Would it mean industrial scale agriculture? Clearly, this has been shown to be very a false way to go. It didn't lead Asia to anywhere positive, because even though there were food production increases, right now that has plateaued out and there's really distress in the fields. The meeting is going to end on Friday this week, and I think we don't have much reason to expect to be in a celebratory mood, because the way things have been going, the delegates certainly need them, but we need to have a lot more NGO persons at these sessions to influence the delegates, for them to have information about what are the right paths, what are the right things that must be done. Right now they're coming from rather bureaucratic backgrounds, coming with very conservative ideas, and except for a few delegates from some countries like Bolivia and so on, you know, except for such delegates, we really, really are leaving this work in the hands of people who may not give us the right outcomes. 400 scientists and writers worked over a period of time to develop, under the framework of the International Assessment of Agricultural Science Agriculture Science Technology for Development, and the final outcomes were published and agreed in April 2008 in Johannesburg, South Africa. The project, or rather the review, was sponsored by United Nations agencies, and in fact included even the World Bank, I would say. You know, the outcome clearly states that the future of agriculture and food production depends on smallholder farms and agroecological systems of food production. And this, you know, the documents are so clear and up to 60 countries endorsed this document. And so we were hoping that this would be the minimum basis for all future negotiations on agriculture and the path forward. But it has taken a lot of struggle to bring the ISTAT report to the attention of delegates here. Copies have been circulated, side events have been held, and as often as possible, the NGOs are bringing up this issue. So we are hoping that they will not sweep it under the carpet, because they could invest so much resources, intellectual resources, to produce such a good, inclusive report, and then suddenly keep it on the shelf so that they get action on it. I would only say that the Commission for Sustainable Development should be a platform for NGOs to shape the agenda for environment and other activities in the world. And that space must be recovered, that space must be taken up, and that space needs a lot of reshaping. And so I'm sitting here in the basement of the United Nations, hardly seeing the outside. I don't know what's going on outside. And we're seeing delegates moving around in their small circles. We need to expand that circle. We need to tell them that just because a concept has been popularized by industry does not mean that delegates and our government must accept to be directed by these industries. For so long, the governments have been the shoeshine boys for transnational corporations. It's time to bring accountability into the whole equation. And maybe in 2012, there will be the 20th anniversary. There may be a celebration, a conference to mark 20 years of the Commission for Sustainable Development. That will be a very important place for NGOs and other civil actors to gather and reclaim the space so that we can move the world in the right direction.
You're listening to Real World News.